The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a fantastic start to your day. Listen here, we've seen some selling coming in overnight. We saw Bitcoin, and we're off about 4%. Let me just do a quick run through of the top 10, and then we'll come back to it and have a look at what's actually going on. And we can chat about some of the theories and thoughts and, you know, what's going on, because there is a lot of noise out there right now, as there always is. We always have a lot to be said when there's green, and even more to be said when there's red in the streets. And right now we have some red. Now we're down 4% on Bitcoin, nearly 11% on Ethereum against the dollar, which is consistently the worst performer out of the top 10 over the last few months, which does open up opportunity. And I can talk to you about that in just a second. So Ethereum down nearly 11%. We got Bitcoin Cash down 8.1. EOS has also dipped, and now it's really threatening to create a new lower low on that daily. Cardano is down just on 10%. Lumen is also down, but you know it's still in a very sideways range. NEO down 8.9, definitely looking quite bearish now. IOTA also, it's down 8%, so not as bad. Ripple holding its ground across the market right now, not as bearish, not as bad as many of them, down only 4.06. So basically Ripple and Bitcoin, the best performing, if you can call 4% down best performing, which we have to, out of the top 10. So when I go through and have a look at this, right, Ethereum's been in a really solid downtrend for quite some time. It continues to fall. We've been pulling back into that cradle zone. It's been providing some fantastic opportunities. As a matter of fact, look, I didn't get this trade, but some of the members in the community did. Ethereum against the dollar, it was either a 2-hour or a 4-hour, both time frames offered opportunities. Ended up being a 40-to-1 on risk multiple if you traded it that way. Now, why did I say if you traded it that way? Because you know, you might have trailed your stop extraordinarily tight. So you might have got 10-to-1, 20-to-1. But I mean, a 40-to-1 trade, I think that is the number one as far as reward to risk ratios go this year. That means if I was to risk $1,000 on that trade, I would have made $40,000. Now, of course, I like to scale out of my trades, which means, you know, some trades I will let run, others I look to minimize my risk while I'm in the trade. So first target 1-to-1, even with that being so, it's still 20.5% profit, which is 20.5 the multiple that you risk, i.e. on a $1,000 trade, $20,500 for just a couple of minutes to raise an order. But that, of course, comes with time. You've got to learn to know what you're looking for, and then you've got to execute flawlessly. And that is an art in itself, which is good because it puts me in a position to do well. Now, of course, if you are hodling, and I said this yesterday, you know, you are suffering right now. It's not a good time for hodlers. It's not the year for sitting back and waiting for those turkeys to fly, because the hurricane has passed for the time being. I'm sure that there's another one brewing, but for now, you know, I don't care who says it, Mike Novogratz can say he's called the bottom. Well, he hasn't got much wiggle room anymore. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's about understanding what is, not guessing. And a lot of people throw their hopes behind people that are experts. And Mike Novogratz, I don't know much about the guy, but I'm sure that, you know, I know he's been around for a while. I'm sure he's a pretty switched on character. But don't forget as well, you know, you look at CZ of Binance, he's saying, yes, we could get 1,000 times growth. You've got Michael saying, yep, we could. We've seen the bottom. Or I think we've seen the bottom. Now, of course, this they understand their place in this community, guys. They know when CZ comes out and says something like that, everyone goes, oh, yes, great, excellent, this is wonderful, yay, I wanna believe that too. And then when you've got Mike Novogratz coming out and saying, we all do the same, yes, Mike Novogratz said it must be true, I'm going to jump on that bandwagon, I'm going to believe that because that fits what I want as well. Don't forget this, the people that are already in crypto are not the ones you've got to convince, it's the ones that aren't in there yet. So who's out there talking to them? That's the important thing here, guys. If we're going to have the market pump, we need more participation. Okay, people, like, think about it. You guys that are hodling, no, I'm one of them as well. If we're not selling, but we're not also buying, if all our wealth is wrapped up in crypto, we're not market participants. We're furniture. Yeah, we're furniture sitting there, you know, being a part of that room. We need people to come into that and create a party once again. When the party comes, the couch is full, people are standing room only, everyone's having a good time. Right now, there's me and there's you on the couch, and we're sitting back going, perhaps not a beer, perhaps a tea. more of a subdued environment. And we need to have that coming in. Now, right now, the perception of crypto in the mainstream is that it's getting hammered. Or people aren't even talking about it. What is being spoken of from time to time on the business channels is blockchain. All right. Blockchain is not Bitcoin. People are excited about blockchain and the use case. I know blockchain was invented by Bitcoin. I know it is on Bitcoin. I get that. But people are excited about the use case of blockchain technology. That's where the buzz is at the moment. It's not helping our current market, as you can see by looking at the charts. So what you've got to do, look, I still believe in it. You know, I still believe in space. Don't get me wrong. I'm still, you know, I've got money coming across. We'll be looking at picking up some other tokens and coins in the next couple of weeks. But I'm just saying, you know, there's a lot of volatility out there. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of momentum, which means a lot of opportunities if you know what you're looking for. I'm not going to harp on about it, guys, but because I know I do. But I genuinely believe that those that you are only hodling. If you're somebody who's hodling and not looking at your looking at your, what's it called, blockfolio and looking at the charts, and, you know, if you're a passive person, if you're a real investor where you buy, you sit back, you've made your decisions and you leave it for a few years, fine, keep on with that. But if you're someone who's here every day, you may as well be doing something positive. There's volatility out there. There's great opportunities out there. A perfect little crypto cradle set up yesterday on Stellar Lumens against Ethereum. I'm looking to build my Ethereum stack. I put a video out recently about that. Looking to build my Ethereum stack. There's two ways I can do it. I can buy it, and I can also trade against Ethereum as well to try and build it, guys. There's opportunity out there if you know what you're looking for. Have a fantastic day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.